youth in Kalaki District have been challenged to take a more active role in guiding and regulating children's movements to curb rising cases of child and teenage pregnancies. The call was made by Richard Esupu, Senior Community Development Officer, CDO, who expressed concern that many young girls are increasingly vulnerable due to a lack of close supervision and community involvement. Esupu emphasized that community members are influential figures well positioned to monitor children's behavior, especially during late hours, social gatherings and school holidays when early relationships often begin. He noted that some parents have relaxed their responsibilities, leaving children to move freely, a situation that exposes them to exploitation and early marriages.
Then they need to really also organize, make sure that they try to minimize freelancing of children. Children moving at night, control their movement at night on these dysfunction, these carnivores, so that the children will have some moral of respect, because most of these things happen at night. Most of these things happen at night where when the students meet in these okati bongs, they dance, and the process of dancing, they get into intimate relationships and end up getting married, end up getting pregnant and eventually having early pregnancies. So the clan leaders are supposed to play a role in their respective clans to ensure that they prevent these children from being in these okati bongs. Let the clan leaders take charge of their clan.
Meanwhile, Catherine Abago, the District Inspector of Schools DIS in Kalaki, also spoke on the need for active parental and community oversight.
These issues of Okadibo, so whenever there are some marriages, maybe within the community, you will find children just flooding there. Parents are not taking charge of their children. At the longer run, the girls are going to get what? Impregnated. Now what else? They will force the girl to go and get married. When the girl gets married at the early age, first of all, the girl is also a child, below 18. A child is carrying another child. So one major thing is the permissiveness of the parents. They make their children to loiter. They don't take control of their children. We also have these domestic violence, these separations in families. The father has got misunderstanding with the wife. The wife goes away. The father brings in another one. Who will not take charge of this girl or that boy? So that child will now run to the street. And from the streets, what happens? A boy will get a sugar mommy, the girl will get maybe a sugar daddy. At the end result, early marriage and early pregnancies.
On the other hand,